Hey, good afternoon. This is Allison Wright, Employee Wellness Coordinator here at West Tennessee Healthcare. Along with me today is Clay Lyman, and then we've got Ms. Velma Pledge that we're going to have a conversation with. So, Ms. Velma, just kind of tell us why we asked you to be in this podcast today.
Telling my story about what I went through by going through cancer. And at the age of 60, never thought I'd go through that. I did go through some with my son. My son had cancer. Mm-hmm. And so it was not something that I was thinking about wouldn't happen to you. But I never thought it would happen to me, too. So, you know, when my son told me that he had cancer, and I told him, I said, you know, God's going to take care of me. And going through it, he went through it fine. He's doing fine. It's been 5 years. And it's been a year ago that I found out that I had breast cancer. And it was kind of shock. But then glad I found it when I did. Because I went to bed one Sunday night, woke up through the night, and there was a itching spot. So I went to scratch it, but I didn't scratch it, I rubbed it. Got the next morning, I asked my husband, like something bit me. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, it does. So that Monday morning I got up, I called my primary care, and she told me to come in that day. So I went in, she checked, and she said, well, we're going to send you to do a mammogram. So she sent me to the Image Center. From there, I went to a surgeon to see what they thought, and he said, well, we're going to give you an antibiotic for a few weeks. A few weeks come, it was still there. So he said, well, we're going to do a biopsy. So we did a biopsy on Monday. He said, well, we'll know something by Friday. I'm like, okay. So that Friday he called me and told me that I had breast cancer. What do I want to do? Who do I want to see? And went from there. In there, I went through treatments. Is the first one was not good. I got sick, and but after all of it, I went through it like a champ. I feel like I got good care. My family, the Kirkland Cancer Center, you know, they were like a family, like my, you know, family was. So I thank God every day that I'm still here, because we didn't know that we gonna reach a challenge that we never have to reach every day.
Absolutely.
And so I just thank God for everything that I went through, how it went, and you know.
I can only imagine the wide range of emotions that you might have been faced with. Could you talk a little bit about, or just tell someone that might be going through a similar situation, possibly the support group that you had and you received, and just what kept you fighting and kept you just keep going on through your...
You know, I had my sister was one, she's 2 years younger, she was one of my biggest support, because she made sure that I was at the doctor, she was there with me. Even though she had babies and stuff, she was there with me. Even after going through what I went through, it was somebody was asking me questions, mm-hmm. and not knowing that her daughter had breast cancer. Okay. So she was having a problem one night. Like, I was just laying in the bed, and she called, and she said, well, I didn't tell you, but my daughter has breast cancer. And I never questioned her. But her daughter was having a problem because she had her treatment. And she was, you know, wanting to know, could I give her encouragement? What could I tell her? And from this day, she always, every time she see me, she always thank me what, you know, the encouraging word that I gave her on that night. So, you know, I tell them what, you know, what to expect and what not to expect. So that's basically, you know, I encourage everybody, if you don't know anybody, if you know somebody that needs talking to, I can talk, but I don't know that situation until you come to me. If I come to you, I will tell you, you know, things can be good, but there's things you're going to have to do for yourself to keep yourself motivated, too. Yeah, so.
What stage were you diagnosed with when you found out?
It was early stage. You know, and then, but, you know, I did the generic. They said we don't run in the family, but right now my brother's going through breast cancer, my baby brother. So he's, I think it's back in March or something like that. So he's going through it. So we've been keeping check with him. And so, but he don't stay here. He stays in San Antonio. So we've been visiting stuff there too.
I know that you mentioned Kirkland Cancer Center, and that's a great support. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. One thing that Gina Meyer told me, she said, you need to take care of yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. And so when I got, you know, that first treatment, I couldn't work no more. And that was the hard thing because I've been working there since I was 16. And, you know, that's hard to sit and sit. It is hard.
Right.
I mean, I have had to sit at home for some kind of little matter, 3-4 weeks or something like that. But when you got to sit at home like 8 months and you just in and out and back and forth, and I'm like, oh, this is hard. My butt got tired. I could not believe that I could sit at home. And I'd be like, I don't see how nobody can do a housewife.
Right.
Yeah, but the cancer center and everybody's support was really, really good. I mean, if I needed something or something, they constantly asking, do I need this? Do you need us to help you with it? I'm like, no, I got it, you know, I'm fine. I mean, then they like, you know, you ain't gonna say nothing if you did. I'm like, I don't.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about that process? Getting treatment at the Kirkland Cancer Center and all the different people you were in contact with?
The nurses. A lot of them, I can't call their name just right off, but right. It was like Pam, Randall, the names on tip of my tongue, I just cannot.
Okay.
But yeah, they was, I mean, the nurses, and then they, you know, in all, they, before they do anything, they're going to explain to you what they're going to do, what they're going to give you, and the time zone and all that stuff. So it was a process because you got to go through this step and this step, or you could even when you come in, you got to do the blood work. As you do the blood work, you got to see the doctor. And then sometimes, you know, just do the blood work and you don't have to see the doctor. So it's different stage that you go to every time you go there.
A lot of information to process.
Yeah. And then, you know, some of the questions that nurse you ask, I'm like, well, Ms. Bell, we had to ask you the question. I'm like, serious? Yeah, we had to ask you the question, you know. Is you suicidal? No. Is you this? No. I'm not let that. God got me doing a lot of stuff, you know, concentrate on my treatment. I said, I ain't got time for all that. Well, we still had to ask you the question. I said, okay, that's fine.
Right.
Were there any programs or services offered to you that you think might help the treatment process in general for someone else that might be going through something similar?
You know, some people's need, I mean, some people got support and some people don't, but going through it, you need to focus on your mindset when you go into that place. Because, you know, working around a lot of people, you feel like, you know, how they feel.
Right.
When you in the same situation. I mean, I see some coming sick. I see some so sick that they can't make it back out, you know, without even walking out of there.
It's a different perspective now, being a patient and working there, right?
And I've seen some people come in there, and they're young. But then they be like, you don't see them no more. And I'm like, where's so-and-so? Well, you know, they just passed away. I'm like, oh, man, they was too young.
Right.
And then there's and a lot of things I look at too. The patient up there see me every day, and when I come back to work, they were like, "Where you been?" I'm like, "I've been through prison." And so they didn't know I was going through some stuff like they, you know, they was.
Right.
Some people come up there every week, every month, every 3 months. So they normally see me there. And they would tell me how things, you know, went and stuff like that. So, you know, encouragement, you know, from other folks, it's good. It's good. Because, you know, I had one of the nurses told me that she found out, Charlene, she told me, "Miss Bam, I had breast cancer 8 years ago." I said, "Serious?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "But you're going to make it through this." I said, "Okay." Went around the corner again. There was somebody that said they had breast cancer. They are employee there. So, you know, like encouragement, you know, from everybody was wonderful. And that's what I liked about, you know, the clinic, you know. They very encouraging. You know, even down to, I mean, people wouldn't even think, you know, I am Miss Velma at the clinic. And right after I did the cruise, that's when I had surgery. And after that, you know, I had to do radiation. I come back, you know, to work. And I had a little incident where I had a light stroke. And then so I'm back again.
Okay.
So I'm not letting that keep me from doing anything that I, you know, I think I want to do. So that's my story.
It's wonderful.
What advice or message would you like to provide to others that are in the community that might be going through a similar experience?
I encourage everybody to, one thing, you know, you need God in your life, because he only one going to guide you through a whole lot of stuff. Because, you know, I ask God, you know, when I found out that I was, you know, everything I do, I try to ask him, you know, to guide me and keep my mind in the right set for whenever I step in to do my treatment, you know. I was encouraging them to just pray a little bit, you know, because everybody has to get your own self right. I think that's, you know, it's hard to be in that situation. It's hard to be in a situation that you never expected. But you have to, I mean, continue.
Keep on fighting.
Yeah, fight that, you know, you got that battle you got to fight. And that battle is yours until you stop. And that's what I say, you know, the battle is yours until you stop doing whatever, you know, God wants you to do. Just keep on doing that battle. I like, you know, that's what I did. I fought that battle, you know, every day. And I thank him for, you know, the guidance. Guidance, that's what I said, guidance.
Well, you seem like a very strong, I'm going to say young, 60-year-old. And,
yeah,
and I know that all the, you were the warrior, and the Kirkland Cancer Center employees were right behind you fighting with you.
Yes, they was. And I'd be thinking, you know, different ones for doing stuff, you know, because they didn't have to do it. But, you know, that was my good support. I mean, everybody. I mean, I can't thank Kirkland, you know, for everything they done, you know. I just can't. because, you know, even down to the doctor, you know, Dr. Fouché and Dr. COVID, they was wonderful. So they were some good doctors.
Good.
Yeah, so I thank them.
Do you have anything else you want to say to end the podcast for us? We so appreciate you sitting in with us today and listening to We Talk Health at West Tennessee Healthcare. I'm Allison Wright, and we've got Clay, Ms. Velma, and Will on the mic over here and working all of our boards. So we'd like to thank everybody and have a great afternoon.